Huge numbers of yellow vest anti-government protesters took to the streets nationwide for the 24th consecutive Saturday in France. This was the first demonstration after President Emmanuel Macron had hoped to quell the movement by consenting to give his first press conference ever. Attending journalists have been accused of subservience and whitewashing, as they only asked one direct question about the yellow vests, and there was no mention of the weekly police brutality nor the raft of anti-democratic measures aimed at intimidating citizens from protesting peacefully. Polls show that 65% of France said they were unconvinced by Macron's answers. Nearly 80% said he did not address the concerns of the yellow vests. That may not be surprising, because this was the first time Macron has ever publicly said the words yellow vests.
Blah, blah.
Macron just said blah, blah, blah and offered us nothing. He was only trying to put us to sleep with his long-winded answers. He hasn't been listening to the huge part of France which is awake, which is fighting and which is suffering.
Macron issued new proposals which resulted from the 2.5-month national debate. However, he refused to reverse his decision to eliminate a tax on the wealthy, and he rejected the primary democratic demand of the yellow vests, citizen-initiated referendums. His promised 5 billion euros in tax cuts is only half the amount he conceded in December, and any savings will be offset by additional cuts to social services. Macron made it clear that he will not deviate from his far-right economic austerity program, no matter how long the protests last.
Macron's repeatedly evaded the main problems. His solutions are not concrete, and it is certain that in a few months we will just be in the same situation. This is why we will keep protesting for certain.
As always, mass arrests and repeated use of police brutality, tear gas, warrantless search and seizures, and the banning of protests occurred across the country.
Perhaps because they had to wait so long and suffer so much just to get the government's attention, there is no sign that the yellow vests have been placated by Macron's proposals, which will take time to implement if they get implemented. A huge demonstration is planned in Paris for May 1st, International Workers' Day. Ramin Mazahiri, Press TV, Paris.